This is News in No Time. Ed Gordon. Before we get to the roundtable, we want to talk with NPR's Farah Chidea. She's been in New Orleans revisiting some of the places and peoples, and we're going to talk about the story she reported about 6 months ago. She joins us now. Farah, welcome. With Mardi Gras going on, a lot of people looking to New Orleans right now. Talk to me about the biggest difference you saw while you were down there versus 6 months ago.
Well, the biggest difference is in the business district, of course, where there's all the tourism money to be made. A lot of the hotels that had their windows shattered look great, and the businesses look great, and, you know, even the Superdome doesn't look too bad. But once you get out into the residential neighborhoods, it's same old, same old. It's destruction, total destruction.
There, of course, is a concern that once Mardi Gras goes away, we're going to see the same old New Orleans. In terms of the residents who are living there, I know you had an opportunity to talk with some of them. What's their feeling?
They don't like anybody. Honestly, they don't like the mayor. They don't like the president. They don't like Congress. They don't like anybody. They're just mad at everybody, which is, you know, a shame.
Do they feel to some degree like interlopers, those of us that come in, kind of land our feet on the ground and go back out and leave them to fend for themselves?
Absolutely not. A lot of people just say, come and tell our stories, because no one is going to believe what's going on here or what's not going on here.
What about some of the people that you met before 6 months ago? I'm sure you revisited some of them.
Well, you know, we spoke on the phone with Brenda and Joyce Morris, who were two sisters who were trapped in a house with their mother who needed dialysis and their brother who needed oxygen. And I caught up with one of the sisters, and here's what she had to say.
My name is Brenda Morris. Katrina was a disaster for our family. I lost my brother. My mother is now living in Baton Rouge on dialysis. My brother died of lung cancer. And we were separated. My kids and I were separated. They were in Houston. I had a son that was in Houston, and my other two kids was with me in Baton Rouge.
So that was just a taste of some of the agonies this family really has been through.
For I can recall listening to them when we were hearing from you during those reports, and we found that family. When you looked at where they are today in terms of the spirit of the family, what did you find?
Well, Brenda Morris, we were able to go to her home, which looks absolutely fine, and she just kept saying everything is about family. You know, she lost her brother, her mother's quite ill, her house was vandalized, but she said as long as we can stick together, we'll be fine.
What surprised you most when you hit the ground and went into New Orleans? What did you see that you perhaps didn't expect to see?
Well, one of the things that I learned, and this is from another interview that we'll hear over the course of the days that we're airing them, Kalamu Yasalam is an oral historian, and he pointed out something that people are only really beginning to explore, which is the black upper middle class and the wealthy African Americans lived in flooded out areas as well. And it's a disaster for the whole social order of New Orleans.
And what of the sense of New Orleans coming back to what we knew, at least the grandiose part of it? Do people expect to see that?
Like I said, Mardi Gras is going to be great, but if you go into the neighborhoods, they will never be the same.
All right, Farah, we should note we'll be hearing your reports all this week and looking forward to them. Farah Chidea, thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Ed.